Here at the entrance of Karara town in southern Gaza Strip, thousands of residents and displaced ones have begun leaving the town and other nearby eastern southern Khan Yunis villages and towns after Israeli army had ordered the population over those areas to leave. The order dropped from warplanes read that Israeli army would have some military actions across Khan Yunis. Abu Muhammad is a displaced resident from the Shatta refugee camp in Gaza City.
We
have been displaced here from Gaza City to the Al-Karara school in Karara after the Jews ordered us to displace to the south. It seems there is no single safe place in the Gaza Strip, even at shelter schools. Among those villages and towns ordered to displace are the Abasan, Bani Suhaila, and Khuza'a. All these villages are southeastern border rural areas of Khan Yunis. Hamza Fusafis is a resident of Abasan village. He is a member of an extended family. The family has left but can't know where to go.
احنا 12 وينهم هاي اغراضهم بعتنا الحريم والهذا ومستنى مواصل نلاقي
We are a 12 member family. We've sent the women to Rafah City. Actually, we don't know yet where we'll stay. Even shelter schools in Rafah are now full. As you see, this is all our luggage. And we'll likely set up a tent and stay the night here.
في الشارع هاي معنا اغراضنا وهي هذول هيك كل هذا بنحط عم نعمل عليه شو بنقعد
The nearby Bani Suhaila town, Israeli airstrikes have been heavy, forcing hundreds of households to leave. Nida Abu Shab is a mother of four children. She carried some of her luggage on way to Rafah City.
Enough is enough. We are exhausted. Some people can bear this, others cannot. Can you imagine this situation? The people have begun to starve. We are forced back to 1967, an era when Israel occupied Gaza. Only God can be with us. No one but God.
Israeli army actions into some areas, including Deir al-Balah town of Middle Gaza Strip and the Shija'iyah neighborhood in eastern Gaza City. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.